Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Steve, you got yourself in a little sitch. What's going on?
Well, I for sure screwed up with my wife's family, and I just did what they always said I would do, and I am exactly what they said I would be.
Oh my gosh.
I just, I don't understand why I do the things I do. I'm kicking myself, so, okay, I guess I can just tell you what's going on. It all started with a work trip to Vegas, which my wife didn't want me to go to, but I had no choice. It was work.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't tell her. This part was that a couple of my buddies invited themselves to come along, and with my history, it definitely would have been a hard no for my wife, but we had a great time, and it's Vegas, and I was very unlucky. I lost a crap ton of money, like more than I can afford. I kept gambling the whole weekend, and I felt like I became a completely different person, and I was betting on everything. I lost so much, and I made this last-ditch effort to win it all back, so I bet on the length of the damn eclipse, you know?
Oh,
everybody's, like, worrying about that, like, couple of minutes, and I thought those numbers would be lucky, and they were not, and I lost even more. I am so stupid. Like, now I owe almost as much money as I make in a year.
Oh, wow.
And
dude.
I haven't been able to tell my wife yet, because she's going to kill me
mm-hmm.
or leave me. Take the kids, everything, and just, like, my wife's hatred towards gambling started when I ran an underground poker room in college, and she made me quit because I was far too into it even then, and she knew I had a problem.
Oh, my gosh, you're stressing me out
right?
so
oh.
big time.
Yeah. She just, you know, she got over it then, obviously, because we've been married for 10 years, but the only thing that she hates that I do is gamble, and here's the thing, and I need to know how to broach this. Her family has a lot of money, and they're rich, and they could fix this in 1 second. But like I said earlier, it just confirms what they've always thought about me, even when they told their daughter that she shouldn't marry me.
Mm. Oh, boy. And in this situation, you feel already bad enough going, well, I guess I proved them right again.
Yeah. And I mean, the only thing I can think of other than just coming clean with my wife is to go to her dad to see if he can save me. In that, of course, proving that I am the irresponsible and horrible person they thought I was. This hasn't happened in 10 years. This is the one epic screw-up that I have made in 10 years. That could be forgivable, right?
This is a big screw-up.
I mean, I feel like 10 years with your in-laws, you should be able to have a candid conversation, though, right?
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, but when you go to them and say, I lost more than I make in a year and one weekend trip.
And now I need you to bail me out.
What did you do? I bet on the eclipse length.
Like,
that's when you know it's gone too far.
Hey, you can bet on the stupidest stuff.
I just got into this zone that I hadn't been in a long time. And I thought since all this time had passed, I would be immune and it wouldn't happen like that anymore.
Oh man, it did. All right, you know what? The only thing I can think is our listeners are here for you. They're going to help you out. They're going to get you some advice.
Yeah, help out Steve. Does he talk to dad? Does he talk to the wife? Does he talk to both? Does he not talk to any of them? So Chris, do you have the only way he can salvage this whole situation?
I think the only way he's going to salvage anything is if he kind of, before talking with her, signs himself up for a gambler's anonymous class or like a therapist or something, like show that he is putting some initiative in to work on himself. That is the only way he is going to salvage his marriage. I feel like if it's that much money, and he should do that before talking with her. He should not go behind her back and talk to her parents because that's going to make her upset too. That is just going to compound on the issue because then he's avoiding it instead of talking to her directly. But he does need to talk to her about it.
Oh, boy. Okay, so he can't find his way out of it first and then tell her.
No, I think that because she will find out, if not immediately, eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to make the whole situation worse when she gets to the point of finding out. Because it'll be a when, not an if.
It's true.
Like.
Yeah, good point. Thank you for the call.
Thanks. Love you guys.
We love you. Man, we needed that.
I don't ever hear that.
I'm thinking Andy and Norwood's not going to end with love you guys, but we'll see. Andy, what do you think needs to happen with Steve here?
You guys, but I don't love this caller.
Oh, we love you right back. See, Wes, it was at the beginning, not the end.
Because Pidge did not put A-N-D-I, he put A-N-D-Y, so I thought it was going to be a dude.
Oh, it's not a dude.
I get that now.
Thank you. And dudes could still love us. Don't be weird.
Anyway.
What do you think, Andy?
First thing the man said was that he does the things that he does. That means he needs therapy to go and figure out why he does the things he does.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, that would help. I mean, obviously, I was telling somebody this the other day, and I think it's, you know, some people will judge. Some people will have harsh words. Andy, don't you agree? Because they'll always go, oh, you do that. You're betting on that. You're doing that. Everybody has an addiction.
No, we all have our vices.
We all have something that gives us that dopamine hit, that gives us that, like, oh, it's a rush. I can't get enough of it.
Smelling my wife's hair.
I would stop admitting that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's really, it's really creepy. And that's your wife. That is your wife. Your wife's
to
probably
hide
like.
Hide it from your wife? It's a big problem.
I can't hide it. She knows I'm sniffing her.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
But you're right. Like, especially how this even happened. He was in Vegas for work. She's like, didn't want that. But then his buddies end up coming. It's all behind his wife's back. Yes, he hasn't had any sort of incident in 10 years. So he's like, it's not a big deal, right? Once in 10 years still is a really big deal.
Well, and if you have to go back to the in-laws and be like, I did it again, or even worse, you don't have the ability to go talk to them, and now your wife has to go do it to her family, he needs to be bailed out again.
Yeah, you were right, Mom and Dad. He is kind of a loser.
I mean, and they might just find out, that's it. But I mean,
that's what they said.
The problem is they might also go, no. We're not going to bail him out this time. This is on you. You married him. We told you not to. This is all on you. Figure it out.
I forgot Steve was the one that called. Now I feel bad.
He's a loser.
I did it. That's what they said.
Yeah. Andy, love you.
Her phone keeps
there was,
cutting
yeah,
out.
I think there was kind of a love
she
you.
She must
on
have
there.
An Android. Yeah.
Oh, Robin and Faribault, first thing he needs to do is find some Gamblers Anonymous, you say?
Yeah, Gamblers Anonymous, he has an addiction, and maybe he doesn't think so, but he needs to do that, personally, is what I think. And then he needs to figure out his work hours and figure out another part-time job that'll work with the family dynamics, and then go to his wife and sit down and talk to her and tell her that he will be responsible for this. And his in-laws didn't do this. He did it, and he needs to take care of it, but go with a plan to her, not sit down and say, oh my God, I did this, help me. No, he needs to do it. I would still love him. Love him.
Oh, well, I think you are right to, I mean, have a plan, a payoff plan, and that extra job is going to do it because then you are fully taking responsibility. Great advice.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it'll just ruin more of the relationship with the other family. And you know, this maybe will show him that, hey, they may not like him, but he is going to take care of it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. I think we kind of have our answer.
Yeah.
Don't you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, get a little help.
Yeah. Get a little help.
Start there.
Start there. And then the rest can kind of fall in place.
Yeah. And take full responsibility. Don't be like, oh, somebody can bail me out.